What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Chapter 3. Character Perfection vis-a-vis the Second Coming of Christ. Introduction. Jones and Wagoner consistently taught, during the years of Ellen White's support, that Christian character perfection is possible and will be certain for all who believe. The Everlasting Gospel of Revelation 14. This is the opposite of the idea of perfectionism. The motivation is not egocentric, but concern for Christ's honor. The Bible evidence. Abraham's perfect obedience as father, progenitor of all the faithful. An unnumbered multitude will at last by faith exemplify his character. Spiritual maturity is character perfection, the exemplification of agape, experienced only through the true gospel, not a program of works. Considering Christ as high priest, as he truly is, leads to that perfection. The key truth involved is understanding the nature of Christ. Let us go on to perfection, the theme of Christ's high priestly ministry. Perfection of character assured, in Christ, for all who come. The deepest heart level, the conscience, will be purged. Before he returns, sin will be put away, not merely legally pardoned. A prayer for character perfection that must be answered before his return. What God longs to see is a growing up unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The idea is, a people must be prepared for his return. Thy will to be done in earth is the perfection of his people. The good news of the 1888 view of the new covenant fulfilled at last. Summary. The everlasting gospel. Believe produces true obedience. But it must also be understood. The 1888 message was the beginning of its final understanding and proclamation. The 1888 call to overcome was not bad news, but good news. Conclusion. This topic of sinless living in sinful flesh has been ridiculed by some Adventists for decades. When it is properly presented, fanaticism disappears before it. The issue is simply motivation transcending egocentric concern by a truly Christ-centered one.